4. Eros on the Docks. Eros crouched behind a tavern, concealed in shadow. He believed he had eluded his pursuers, but wasn't willing to gamble his life on it. The guard would return within the hour, and he had to have an answer. How had things gone so badly so quickly? After last night's attempt to murder him, he had lurched from disaster to disaster. True, he had successfully avenged himself upon Caval, killing him in his own bedroom. Unfortunately, he had been discovered, even as he fled the chamber where Caval's sword and skill had fallen before the barbarian's fury. Discovery and alarum led to another fight, during which he had broken the heads of a pair of guards, and then fled before he could be overwhelmed. But Eros had been recognized. His position as taxman was lost, and the only real option was to flee east to the desert or south on the morning tide. If he could get to sea, if he could make the right contacts, he might be able to escape the clutches of the law. If he couldn't, his neck itched just where a noose would tighten. There was a rustle in the alley behind him. He bristled, prepared to die fighting and free, if necessary. But he'd been so close. Questions circled his mind like a cat chasing its flaming tail. Everything had been right, and now everything was wrong. The beast within him warred with the man. It was caught in a trap. But more important, even than fighting its way out, was finding the reason why. The figure approaching him in the dark was more shadow than form, difficult to distinguish. "Who goes there?" Eros snarled.
"It's me."
Eros recognized the voice. That was Tisha, the tavern wench from the Broken Skull, one of his favorite haunts. A saucy and well-turned wench, cute rather than beautiful, but flexible and warm-hearted. "What have you heard?" Eros asked. Tisha had brought a bundle of rolls and a joint of beef, and a map of the desert, bless her. He thanked her with a kiss and tore meat from the joint with his teeth.